Hello and welcome to the Dreamer's Path podcast, a magical, inspirational space for wild-hearted creatives to lean into living the life we desire, to activate more joy, passion, and possibility, to reawaken our imagination, to reconnect to our true nature, and to remember that we are more than enough to achieve our dreams. In today's episode, I'm going to explore what it means to be a dreamer and what it means to walk the dreamer's path. Dreamers are imaginative visionaries, creatives who chase their dreams. Dreamers aren't a special, unique type of person. We are all dreamers. The only difference is that some of us consciously and actively choose to define ourselves as a dreamer. And when we do this, we begin to walk the dreamer's path. Dreamers really do walk a different life path from the traditional paths that society prescribes to us. A dreamer will see a path where there is none. They will create the light for a path that before was only in darkness. The nature of a luminary is to illuminate. So often, dreamers are told that they seem to live in a fantasy world or on another planet, with their head forever in the clouds. And to that, I'd say, yes, precisely, it's the job of a dreamer to create a new world. Dreamers are very often optimists, hopeful, with the soul of a storyteller or a poet. They are often people who see sadness, but also beauty. And how much more beautiful life could be if we work on building our dreams. There is a sense when we call someone a dreamer that to dream is to sleep, to hibernate, to be unconscious of and disconnected from reality. And life itself can make it very hard to be a dreamer. When we are perceived as or state that we are a dreamer, we often hear in reply, "Oh well, I'm a realist." But they're not different things. They're not opposites. They're deeply and intrinsically linked. Dreamers conceptualise and create new realities. Dreams bring about awakening. A dreamer often operates from a positive viewpoint where they look for solutions rather than focusing on the problems, where they ask questions and search for answers. Very often, the dreamer's spirit can feel squashed if too much negativity is absorbed. And because negativity and fear are such strong emotions, we can believe that they are truth. And it's important not to absorb negativity and limiting beliefs that aren't yours and that don't belong to you. If your dreams excite you when you first dream them, then they're meant for you. Don't stop believing in your dreams. Take action on them, because they will become reality if we do. But so often we don't act on our dreams because we lack confidence. But we only become confident by doing the things we dream of. For a boost of confidence, visualise yourself repeatedly, actively and successfully achieving your dreams. We already know that visualisation is a technique used with great success in sports coaching to boost performance. So we should never underestimate the power of our dreams, our potent imagination and our creativity. We've all heard stories of dreamers who shoot for the stars, and we all relate to them because we are all dreamers. Because we know deep down that our dreams matter and that we are capable of achieving them. For me, reading or listening to audiobooks opens me up to the dream world, and writing and being creative is a portal to creating my dreams. When we're little, We're often told to stop daydreaming, but it's a skill, and we need to teach and encourage people to dream. Dreaming is a life skill that will get us through countless tough times. And although tough times are horrible and no one would choose to go through them, they can be an extremely fertile ground to grow our dreams. They can offer us an opportunity to think about the possibilities of creating change. The dreamer's mindset doesn't ask why, but why not? With vision and action, we have a very powerful combination where we are able to act on our dreams and turn them into reality, which is why it's so important that we're never railroaded into following the dreams that other people might have for us. However well-meaning or well-intentioned, we must follow our own dreams and our own path. Dreams are magical, but they take some time and energy to manifest and realise, but it will be worth it. I believe that it's vital that we keep dreaming and keep fanning the flames of our dreams and desires. We are never too old to achieve our dreams, and our soul and our heart knows the dreams that it longs to bring to life. Focus on this and embody this, and don't allow disappointments or other people's opinions to derail you. We are all dreamers. It's just that some of us have forgotten temporarily how to dream. And we've forgotten the potency and power of believing in our dreams and our ability to make them happen. But I urge you to have faith in yourself and your dreams and to chase your dreams. The world truly needs, now more than ever, what you have to offer. If other people can dream, believe and achieve, then why can't we? We can, we absolutely can. A dreamer sees possibility and creates realities that feel like home to their soul. And if we look around us, we are looking at actualized dreams. When we look around us, there is so much for us to be inspired by. And in conclusion to today's short and sweet episode, I'd really like to remind you that we are all just ordinary people, but it's our ability to dream that makes us extraordinary. So be a dream catcher, a dream chaser, a dream weaver. Be a dreamer and a doer. Follow your own dreamer's path, because you can and you will achieve your dreams. If you enjoyed the Dreamer's Path podcast, please leave a review and connect with me on Instagram at rrobinsonwriter. Then head over to rrobinsonwriter.co.uk, where you'll discover my blog and more inspirational content. You can click to subscribe to my mailing list to receive a free ebook created with the intention of awakening your magic and activating your potential to live and achieve your dreams.